baby diapers, soft on skin. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18th. Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. Lusaka woman sentenced to 15 years for husband's manslaughter. ZCID flags law compliance by political parties on elective conventions. Trump's theoretical State of the Union address offers little hint of any change in course. With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilala. The Lusaka High Court has sentenced 51-year-old Sylvia Mutava to 15 years imprisonment for the manslaughter of her husband, George Kalava, whose skeletal remains were discovered in their home nearly 2 years after his death. Delivering judgment, Judge Anna Onyewuji ruled that Mutava's gross negligence led to Mr. Kalava's death, citing a duty of care as a spouse. The court heard that Mutava failed to seek medical attention for husband between August and October 2023, despite his visibly deteriorating health. She reportedly claimed she was acting on divine instructions. Mr. Kalava died on November 21, 2023. However, his body was not discovered until January 14, 2025, prompting the arrest of Mutava, her four children, and a family friend. Mutava was later charged with manslaughter, contrary to Section 199 of the Penal Code, Cap 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Meanwhile, Davis Kalava, brother to the late George Kalava, says the family has forgiven Sylvia Mutava for her crime and is seeking to reunite with her children, who have isolated themselves since the incident.
There is nothing that I can say for now. So the judgment has been passed for me, the law has been passed. Justice has been taken. So for me and the dean, this is the court case. I might say something that might be the other people, they must do that following me. So for now, I say, since everything has been done and the case has been closed, it's doing well for everyone. Yeah, it's doing well for me. That's what the judge has come up with. So for me, there is nothing that I can dispute. So that is what you say.
The Zambia Police Service has arrested M. Lusaka man identified as Mambo Zimba for allegedly transmitting a deceptive electronic image depicting President Hakainde Hichilema lying in a coffin. Mr. Zimba of Waterworks area in Liwala South has been charged with the offense of transmission of deceptive electronic communication contrary to Section 19, Subsection 1, Subsection M of the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025 of the Laws of Zambia. According to a statement issued by Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha, the suspect was apprehended following a joint operation conducted by the Zambia Police Service in collaboration with other law enforcement agencies. It is alleged that on February 22, 2026, Mr. Zimba, in his capacity as a page administrator, transmitted a deceptive and misleading electronic image on a Facebook page known as Zambia for All 2026. The image allegedly forcefully portrayed President Hichilema lying in a coffin. The publication was false, misleading to members of the public both within and outside the country.
The Zambia Police Service has formally charged and arrested Mambo Zimba of Waterworks Liwala South Lusaka for the offense of transmission of deceptive electronic communication contrary to Section 19, subsection 1A of the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025 of the laws of Zambia. The suspect was apprehended following a joint operation conducted by the Zambia Police Service with other law enforcement agencies. It is alleged that on February 22, 2026, Mambwe Zimba, in his capacity as a page administrator, transmitted a deceptive and misleading electronic image on a Facebook page known as Zambia for All 2026, falsely depicting the Republican President and Commander-in-Chief of the Defense Force, Mr. Hagainde Hichilema, lying in a coffin.
The Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue has observed low compliance by political parties with the requirement to hold elective conventions ahead of the next ahead of this year's general election. ZCID Executive Director Doreen Njovu-Kabwe says although conventions are mandatory requirement under political parties, constitutions and policy documents, many parties are yet to demonstrate clear commitment to meeting this obligation. Ms. Njovu notes that it has not yet conducted a full compliance inventory, which is usually undertaken 3 to 4 months before elections, as most political parties claim they are still in their preparatory stages. She has, however, said that as campaign activities intensify, it expects clearer indications of which parties are complying with the law and internal governance rules. Ms. Njovu says from preliminary observations, the center expressed concern that compliance levels remain low, adding that it hopes political parties will adhere to their constitutions and policy frameworks as the country moves closer to the polls.
Political parties are preparing for the convention. So, you know, as the campaign modes heightens, we should be able to see those that are basically compliant. You know, it's important and it's a requirement that these political parties hold their conventions, notwithstanding what is provided for in their constitutions and their policy documents. So it's a little bit say immature to comment conclusively on what is there because we have not yet checked the status.
The Ministry of Home Affairs and Interior Security says it will address the housing shortage at the Chinsali Correctional Facility through phased construction and a strategic plan to resolve the accommodation deficit for correctional officers. Acting Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Brenda Tambatamba told Parliament that the facility currently has 40 officers but only 10 housing units. She was responding to Kalalwe Mukosa, Member of Parliament for Chinsali, who urged the government to consider allocating funds annually to gradually construct one or two housing units instead of waiting to secure full funding to cover the 30-unit deficit at once. Ms. Tambatamba welcomes the proposal, stating that the government can utilize existing funding channels, such as the Constituency Development Fund through our development committees, to address urgent infrastructure needs.
Mission, which is most welcome as to how this president, President Hakainde Hichilema, governs. He has invited time and again ideas which should be able to enhance what your government is doing. And recognizing, Madam Speaker, to assure the Honourable Member, in view of the question that she has indicated, I heard on the floor, I heard someone say CDS. Yes, CDS is also very important. It is money for development to service our people for better service delivery.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Zambia Revenue Authority has seized over 4,700 cases of assorted smuggled alcoholic beverages with a revenue loss of over 4.1 million kwacha. The Direct Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says the seizure was done on 22nd February 2026 in Kazungula. Mr. Nzala says the attempted smuggling by the beverages, rather by five importers was made with forged documents.